That's what estrogen does. So in a lot of products that are like the anti-wrinkle creams, the reason that they work is because they have, and they're not required to label it. There was a lab that used to test for them, but they don't anymore because they kind of got a gun held to their head and said, you shall not test because you have no business knowing what's in our products. So it had to stop. So be very, very careful what goes on your skin, because that's what this guy's problem was. So we stopped with the cream, with the aftershave thing, and I went to work getting the hormones cleared out, retested him, and he was perfect. But what happened to him symptomatically? What did his wife report and he report? Felt better, he was back outside again, he was interested in his family, he was wanting to be with his wife. Doesn't that tell you that he's getting better? Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking we're supposed to be married. Sorry, guys. Supposed to be married to she-she's or to apathetic, I don't really care about anything. You've got to suspect that these hormones could be playing a role. Do they affect us women very powerfully? Yes. How many of you have currently or have had in the past or have been a victim of hormone yanking? I mean, where you're just one day fine and the next day you have claws. Yeah, if you say every day, then you really need to see me. Your poor husband. So, if these hormones get out of whack, then we're going to be symptomatic. So this is what happens. When the brain, these two little glands in the brain, what are they called? Pituitary and hypothalamus. Okay. When these two glands get confused because there's too many hormones, there's too many. You're taking them this way, you're putting them on this way, we got aftershave, I kiss my husband and he's got some juju frou-frou on his face and I kiss him and then I get it and then it's just all mess. And I'm drinking whatever. And, you know, I put skincare on my face and it's got estrogen, but I have beautiful skin, right? Yes, but, you know, it's at a price. I'm hijacking my hormones. But we get hormones from everywhere. It's a problem. It's really a problem. I'm not making it up. I tell you, I see this every day. So what happens is, on the outside of the cell, we have these receptors. And these receptors are the problem.